All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and it is time for Wednesday Night Warriors from Pro Wrestling America, this week coming to you from Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. As we get to our card today, we have 8 big matches for you, several of them leading up to matches coming up for the Christmas Chaos card in 2 weeks. We'll have more about that card later on in this podcast. But we got 8 big matches, 2 big title matches, as the television title is on the line. Buzz Sawyer defending once again against Savannah Jack. And this is one of those make or break moments where either Savannah Jack has to win the title or pretty much be done with challenging Buzz Sawyer. The other title match is the Nightmares defending the title against Gino Hernandez and Dirty White Boy, who won their number one contendership slot from Special Delivery Jones and T.D. Steele a couple of weeks ago. But our big main event tonight has Ravishing Rick Rude facing off against Terry Funk. And that is going to be a great match, really worthy of a possible chance at a world title shot against David Von Erich in the near future. But first, let's get into the matches. Television title on the line as Buzz Sawyer defends against Savannah Jack. And they say the sun shines on a dog some days. And, well, today was Savannah Jack's day. As he finally gets the win that he has been dying to get. He gets the pin with a running bulldog from the corner in a time of 5 minutes, 10 seconds to become your new PWA television champion. Jack rejoices in the ring while Buzz Sawyer and James J. Dillon plot to see what happens in the rematch. We go on to one of the new guys having taken over for a couple of the Guns for Hire who were suspended for their interference in the stretcher match, Shane Douglas facing off against Steve Armstrong. And this match doesn't get very far, as David Von Erich attacks Douglas to cause the DQ very early in the match. Armstrong really didn't have a chance in the match. Once Manning calls for the bell to signal the disqualification at a time of 3 minutes and 2 seconds, David throws Armstrong over the top rope. David ties Douglas up in the ropes and busts him open before Daniels comes down to make the save for his partner. And as the dangerous duo stand in the ring looking at David, you know, there are definitely death staggers going both directions. We move over to the interview area where Lance is interviewing the American Tag Team Champions, the Nightmares. And they're excited about their upcoming match with Gino Hernandez and Dirty White Boy. And while they are talking, the challengers come out to get them to stop talking. When the Nightmares take exception, the challengers attack them. During the attack, Dirty White Boy drills Ken Wayne on top of the interview desk with a brainbuster. Surprisingly, the desk stays up. Gino hip tosses Davis backstage. The challengers talk about their new titles as they grab the belts and head down to the ring. There we go, American Tag Team titles on the line. The Nightmares defending the titles against those currently physically holding the belts, Gino Hernandez and Dirty White Boy. Davis comes out to the ring by himself. He says that he is willing to fight both men by himself. Ken Wayne is still in the back with the EMTs checking on him. Gino and Dirty White Boy completely annihilate Davis in the handicap match. Around the 8-minute mark, Wayne makes his way to the ring with the EMTs trying to keep him away from the ring. Gino tosses Davis out of the ring and challenges Wayne to get into the ring. The EMTs try to bar Wayne from the ring, but he manages to slide in anyway. Gino begins stomping on Wayne's head and shoulders. Davis climbs back into the ring, but Dirty White Boy cuts him off. Gino and Dirty White Boy brutalize the Nightmares until Tommy Young provides a quick count on Davis to end the match before Gino can pull him back up again. The new champions take offense to the quick count, but Young says he will quickly reverse the decision if they wanted. The new champions take their belts and leave the ring. Your new American Tag Team Champions, Gino Hernandez and Dirty White Boy Tony Anthony, in a time of 18 minutes, 56 seconds. We move on to the next match, featuring another proponent from the number one contender for the world title match, Austin Idol, facing off against the other contender's tag team partner, Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels. And again, disqualification win for Idol in a time of 6 minutes and 30 seconds as David attacks Idol. Shane Douglas quickly follows David to the ring. The former World Tag Team Champions double-team David, throwing him out of the ring. The dangerous duo then focus on Idol until Rude makes the save. Rude and David stare each other down until David finally leaves the ringside area. The dangerous duo look at Austin Idol and Rick Rude with a bit of disgust before they finally leave the ring as well. The camera moves over to Lance Russell at the interview desk, where he's got our update for the Christmas Chaos card. First of all, he reminds everyone that the stipulations for each match will be randomly drawn right before each match starts. So we will have a spin the wheel in the ring at the beginning of the match as the sides are in there, and the stipulation is then chosen from that spinning wheel. Should be a great time at the Target Center. First match signed is Savannah Jack defending his television title against Buzz Sawyer. The automatic rematch clause being quickly drafted and taken advantage of by James J. Dillon. Another match has David Von Erich and Terry Gordy teaming up to face off against the Nightmares. Hopefully Ken Wayne is in condition to be able to get to that match in 2 weeks. Return match again for the American Heavyweight title as Brad Armstrong, the new champion, defends the title against the former champion, Great Muta. And then as we round out the matches being announced this week, we have PG-13 facing off against Rough and Ready. That feud seems to be futile, but it's kind of just fun to have just a pointless thing between basically jobber tag teams. And again, the stipulations for all of these matches, and every one of them will have a special stipulation, will be assigned at the time the match begins. We go back out to the ring, where we have Chris Candido facing off against the former American Heavyweight Champion, Great Muta. And Muta and Candido have a good match, but Muta simply overmatches Candido and makes him submit to an ankle lock in a time of 12 minutes, 22 seconds. We'll move on to what really ought to be the first of two main events, but the champions won't put the titles on the line. So we have a non-title match with Gentleman Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man, your World Tag Team Champions, facing off against their nemesis, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Raven. And Gilbert and Raven are really upset that the titles are not on the line. But Adams and Honky Tonk Man say they don't deserve a title shot. So the six rivals, because you've got Sunshine in the champion's corner, you've got Missy Hyatt in Eddie Gilbert's corner. All six of them tear into each other from the moment they all get to the ring. Adams and Gilbert had to stop their own brawl to separate their managers. Honky Tonk Man and Raven took over the match and had great moments against each other. Gilbert and Adams had their times in the match, but it was primarily the other two. Honky Tonk Man gets the pin with a big splash into the corner after catapulting Raven into his corner, where Raven's head collided with Gilbert's. So your winners, Gentleman Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man, your World Heavyweight Champions, or World Tag Team Champions, in a time of 20 minutes, 27 seconds. After the match, Gilbert complained that he tagged himself in when Raven was catapulted into the corner, but Manning won't allow the match to continue. The World Tag Team Champions escape the match with the victory, but Gilbert and Raven don't seem to be finished with them just yet. And our main event tonight, Ravishing Rick Rude facing off against Terry Funk. Rude begins his time speaking about how he is getting really tired of Bobby Heenan and his flunkies acting like they run the PWA. So he calls out any member of the Guns for Hire to face him one-on-one. And Terry Funk answers the challenge. Funk and Rude have a great match. Heenan tries to get involved, but Rude knocks him off the ring apron. Funk sets Rude up for a pile driver, but Rude counters it with a backdrop. Funk's legs hit Nick Patrick on the side of the head. David rushes to the ring. He levels Rude with a vicious clothesline. Heenan climbs into the ring, but David puts the claw on him. Funk rescues his manager, but David nails him with a low blow. Rude tells David to get out of the ring so he can finish the match, but David nails him with a right hand. Nick Patrick was just barely with it when he sees it and calls for the bell and the disqualification. Your winner by disqualification, Rick Rude, in a time of 21 minutes, 25 seconds. The rest of the Guns for Hire storm the ring, but David holds all of them off. Austin Idol runs down to the ring to check on Rude as he rolls out of the ring. The Guns surround the ring apron with David on the inside. All of a sudden, all four turnbuckles explode with pyrotechnics. The Guns fall off the ring apron, holding their eyes. David manages to escape and chases after Idol and Rude into the dressing room as the camera fades. A great thing going on here involving the World Heavyweight Champion. Because we have had the number one contender match, where Shane Douglas beat Austin Idol, thanks to David Von Erich being involved. But then he interferes in both of their matches this week. He gets involved in Rick Rude's match because Rude got involved in his previous getting involved in matches. So we have all of this going on. Why? Because everybody wants a piece of the World Heavyweight Champion. Why is that? Not because he has the belt, but because he has declared himself as the monster heel. He wants to be the main heel in the PWA. And by golly, he can have it. Because as much as he was the good guy, especially after his death in World Class, he needed a heel run. I know he did one in Florida back in the early 80s where he and Jimmy Garvin became friends, but he needed a good heel run, so I'm glad to have that here. And just to have some heat around the World Heavyweight title, because next week we have a rematch for the number one contendership. And the main thing with that, David Von Erich will not be able to be involved because he will be suspended above the ring in a cage throughout the entire match. He will not be able to get involved. Shane Douglas and Austin Idol have both asked for this stipulation, have both asked for this rematch, so they can truly see which one of them is the better wrestler and not have David Von Erich get involved with it. So that's a glimpse of next week. We've seen what's going to happen with Christmas Chaos, part of the matches for 2 weeks from now. I encourage you to be back for that, but also to listen to the theology side of the Wrestling with Theology podcast. We've got the Confessional Corner on Mondays. We've got the Digging Deeper into the Psalms on Thursday. I encourage you to be here for all of that. And starting on Friday, December 17th, special programming as we go through the O Antiphons, the week before Christmas Eve, and then starting Christmas Day, we have the 12 Days of Christmas. Going through the song, taking one of the possible meanings behind it as a catechetical song to teach the faith, and showing how, yeah, that's possible. But those devotions will be coming up Christmas Day through January 5th. I encourage you to be here for those as well. But until next time with Pro Wrestling America, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, and we'll see you next time.